Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the broadcast today. I've been sharing on the subject of submission this week, and with the Lord's help, perhaps I'll bring it to conclusion today. But this is the heart of the message that I really want to share with you. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 24, and this was Paul writing to the Corinthian church, and he said, "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith, their faith, ye stand." And let's look at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. I want to read verses 1 through 5. "The elders which are among you I exhort, which am also an elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples, or examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." And then I'll just have to read a few more verses. Verse 6, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist," that's what we're supposed to do, "steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengtheneth you, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." And then there's another powerful scripture on this subject of submission that, in conclusion, I want to share with you. And this is found in the book of Revelation. And here we find Jesus speaking to the church of Ephesus. And he said some really heavy things concerning the problems in that church. Basically, that they had left their first love. But then he makes a very telling statement. He said in verse 6, "But this thou hast," in other words, you got this going for you, "that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." When Jesus uses such strong words, we better understand what he's talking about. And that word Nicolaitans in the Greek actually speaks of the establishing of a spiritual hierarchy. That's what I've been talking about. That's the thing, the carnal, really demonic, perverse concept of submission that has been a part of the church ever shortly after its inception, because of what the carnal man wants to do, the establishing of a spiritual hierarchy. This is against what God wants. It means literally to establish a priesthood over. That Nikai means to conquer, and the laity, Nicolaitans, that's where we get our word laity from. Well, there's the priesthood, there's the church leaders, and then there's, quote, the laity. That's what you guys are. You know, you're not in fivefold ministry. Well, you're laity. You're the lay people. And so the deeds of the Nicolaitans was the establishing of the priesthood over the laity. And Jesus said he hates it. The establishing of shepherds or elders who lord it over the flock of God and would make you responsible to them, who seek to take out spiritual responsibility for your actions, not by preaching or leading, which is what they should be doing, but by ordering and telling you what you can and can't do, or when you can and can't do it, and would have you come to them for guidance and direction. What is it in reality? It's nothing else than a modern counterpart of the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. In essence, they say, you can't go unto God for directions. You're not mature enough. You know, come to me and I'll tell you what God says. And beloved, what's so serious about that? It is inserting something between God and man, between man and God. When Jesus died, that veil was rent in two, and he was indicating that now every believer can come boldly before the throne of grace. It's not like in the old days when the high priest only once a year could go into that most holy place, but now every single one of us, beloved, you and I, are able to come before the Lord. And we don't need a priest to get the word from God. Jesus is our high priest. He is our mediator. And we are to look to him who is the author and finisher of our faith. The point of all leadership, the point of godly leadership, which has been established by the Lord, is to point us to the Lord. Of course, we need pastors. Of course, we need teachers and evangelists and those involved in fivefold ministry, but all of them are for the perfecting of the saints. And it is a subtle ploy of the enemy to make anyone dependent on themselves, on man, other than God. This ministry, we've always been committed to encouraging people to develop a relationship with the Lord for themselves. You know, thank God it's not like it used to be, but people say, well, do you have a word for me? Well, praise God. Prophecy is a wonderful thing. God has given it to encourage, to edify, to exhort. It's not to give direction or tell you how to run your life. That's not the purpose of prophecy. That's not the purpose of a pastor. Yes, they can counsel. They can give advice. But you, one day, every one of us are going to stand alone before God, and we will have to give an answer. And our answer is dependent on the relationship we've developed with the Lord. God wants to be our God, and he wants no other gods before him. Not a church, not a ministry, not a pastor, not a man or a woman. He wants you to be responsible to him. He wants you to be dependent on him. He wants you to hear from him. He wants to lead you day by day. The same are the sons of God, those that are led by the Spirit, those that are hearing the voice of the Lord. My sheep know my voice, and none other will they follow. This is God's plan for his people. Hallelujah. Now, let me share with you Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. It's not a priest. It's not some man or woman going before God for us, but we have our high priest. Jesus is our great high priest, and he entered into heaven for us, making the door open to each one of us. He doesn't slam the door. He kept it open. So each one of us, you and I, can have direct entrance directly to God. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 states, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So remember what I share with you. These are some important principles and concepts I've shared with you this week, that you will always be on the alert. You will not let any man or woman steal your liberty in Christ, your freedom from you. We are to be submitted in godly love to one another, but that the purpose of that is to draw men to Jesus, to look to the Lord, and not to let the arm of flesh have control over you. For any person, man or woman, to take the position or role to spiritually direct your life is scripturally wrong. And I hope you've been hearing with the ears of the Spirit. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans would put a man between you and God, and that is always wrong. That's what Jesus said he hates. God will deal with you directly, personally, and individually, and he wants to do so. Let me share with you in Mark the 10th chapter, verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, Jesus, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we ask. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? And basically they said, I'm going to paraphrase, let us will sit one on your right hand and one on your left in your glory. And Jesus said, You don't know what you're asking. In verse 40, he said, To sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But listen to what Jesus said in verse 42. Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. For whosoever will be greatest among you shall be your minister, and whosoever you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. This is the attitude of true godly leadership and godly submission. The true shepherd or under-shepherd is the one who gives himself for the flock, not one who is demanding that the flock give themselves to him. He's interested in feeding the flock, not fleecing the sheep. Hallelujah. Romans 14 and 12 says, The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Remember in the beautiful Psalm 23, it speaks of Jesus being our good shepherd. He will lead us. We will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God. Well, I hope you've been blessed and edified and learned some things through this teaching I've shared with you. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we'll share whatever the Lord has for us for tomorrow's broadcast. But I want to thank you for your prayers, your financial support. And many of you, as you've listened, you've not taken the time to write. If you feel that tugging of the Holy Spirit, obey the Lord. There's a reason for that. The announcer will give you our mailing address. And again, UCM Partners, thank you so much for your prayers and your faithful partnership. God bless you. I appreciate you so much and am so grateful for all he is doing. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, say, may God's best be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.